We will call the March 14th, 2023 Town Commissioners Meeting to order. Pleasure to see everybody. And could we have Mr. Bobby lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Come on, Bobby. Very good. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate that. Okay, first item on the agenda for tonight's meeting is the approval of the minutes from February 28th, 2023.
I'm next to approve the minutes.
I have one modification or clarification. And that is in regards to the, I guess it would be on page, the second page, where we discuss the modifications to the zoning regulation. And we stated, where is it here? Let's see. In regards to talked about the chickens, the roosters, and then we talked about bed and breakfasts. And it was the bit, I don't see it in here now. It was a bit about the private clubs and so forth, where we stated, and it, I noted in the minutes, it stated that, where is it?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, it needs to strike regarding private clubs making money. I mean, what I would just like to clarify in there is that we agreed to strike the language that was added by Mr. Bestie, which is specifically. Make money. No, I'm sorry, but it's on further in the minutes. Actually, it's in the zoning. Specifically get that in the record.
17516.
Specifically, we decided to strike the language accepting those from which the chief activity is a service customarily used as a business.
And it was changed to back to.
Correct.
It was changed back to
the original
private language. Clubs, lodges and recreations, public buildings and community firehouses. Correct. Are permitted.
Correct. And I just wanted to correct that in the minutes. With that, I have no, I'll entertain a motion.
A motion to approve.
I second.
All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are carried with that provisional change. Accounts payable. It's the next item on the agenda.
I motion to approve $28,993.77.
Second.
So we have a motion to approve the accounts payable in the amount of $28,993.77. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Accounts payable is approved. The next great moment in the town commissioners meeting is the swearing in of our newly elected officials. And before we do that, I'll be Curtis and I will be stepping aside, and I just want to again say what a pleasure and an honor it's been to sit here and help lead the town.
Right.
And And also, I think it's fantastic that democracy lives here in Charlestown, because this is the essence of the pillar of our great nation. And local government is so very, very important. And everybody here I know loves and cares about Charlestown, and just continue to be respectful and civil to one another and communicate and listen to the public and each other. And I think great things are ahead for the town of Charlestown. So thank you all very much. And I will turn it over to Mr. Leitner, I believe.
Thank you for both of you for being on the board.
Ms. Charlene Nicola,
clerk of the court. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Renee. Jeff, sir.
Where? Brian? Where do you want these guys to stand?
Here.
I think
I'm going to
have
the kitchen. Maybe over here. What do you guys think? Do you want the kitchen in the back?
You guys can put your stuff up here.
Yeah. You guys can stand. I think Charlene's going to read something to you.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. When I say I, you're going to state your name also.
Okay.
I,
Robert Englehart,
do swear or affirm.
Where I'm from.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And that I will be faithful.
And that I will be faithful.
And bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland.
And bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland.
Support the Constitution.
Support the Constitution.
And laws thereof.
And laws thereof.
And that I will.
And I will. I will.
To the best of my skill and judgment.
To the best of my skill and judgment.
Diligently and faithfully.
Diligently and faithfully.
Without partiality or prejudice.
Without partiality or prejudice.
Execute the office of town commissioner. According to the Constitution.
According to the Constitution.
And laws of this state.
And laws of this state.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Gonna sign here.
I need each of you to
Rob, sign. Go ahead, Rob.
Meeting packet.
Yeah, that's what he was looking for.
Sign and your address, please.
Thank you. Yes,
Richard, we want to grab you.
We have more.
Thank you, Charlene. Thank you. He was
I'm done. I'm by
anyone.
All right. So next up, I guess, is election of officers by silent ballot. Pass them around, even though these slips have president, vice president, and treasurer on them now. They all say that.
Right.
So this is president. You need to write down the name of who you elect amongst yourselves. Should be president. Okay. Town of Commissioners.
Oops.
Two.
Debbie Fox.
No, Dean Robin.
Oh, Danny, do the one.
Oh,
Only the president.
Yep, just president. All right, so the president, Ms. Town Clerk, we have one vote for Lou Wood. One vote for Renee Capano. Two votes for Renee Capano. Three votes for Renee Capano. And the second vote for Lou Wood. Next up is Office of Vice President. Congratulations, Renee. Yeah. Sorry, I keep going the wrong way. Oh, I got three in here. All right, so for Vice President, we have Rob Reinhart. Lou Wood. Another vote for Rob Reinhart. Another vote for Rob Reinhart. Another vote for Lou Wood. And then last up is Office of the Treasurer. All right, so we have one vote for Richard Mayhem. Another vote for Richard Mayhem. Another vote for Richard Mayhem. Lou Wood. Lou Wood. Now that the officers are established, I believe the commissioners, and this doesn't have to be by silent ballot, can choose amongst yourselves, I guess, nominate for, I think we have a list. Maintenance commissioner, you could start with the maintenance commissioner.
Thanks.
You can do it.
Or work.
Okay. I nominate Robert.
Okay.
Does it need a second?
Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion?
Any discussion?
And then I guess if no discussion, I guess you take a vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Nate, again? Okay.
Unanimous. Police commissioner?
I'm not Lou Wood.
I nominate Richard.
Police commissioner, I second for Richard Mahan.
Discussion? Vote?
All in favor for Richard?
Aye.
Aye. Against?
No, not
okay. Against.
So, with three ayes, just two
abstain.
Abstentions.
Okay.
Parks and Rec Commissioner?
I nominate Lou Wood.
I'll second it.
Discussion? Vote?
Aye.
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 So is that all five of you, or is that four of you?
Aye.
Okay.
And then the liaison with planning commission.
I nominate Renee Capano.
I second Renee Capano.
Any discussion? Any vote?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All of you?
Abstain.
There's one that has not been, and this is open for discussion, for the historic board. No one on the board has ever been a liaison with the historic board. I didn't know if anybody would be interested in that. Anybody for historic or?
I just resigned and put my wife, nominated my wife, so I don't think good.
But we'll advertise the vacancy on the board.
It's something to think about. I know we haven't in the past, but it's something to think about in the future. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that we've done in the past. The next thing on the agenda is Miller Environmental. Is anybody here for Miller Environmental?
I don't think. No. We do, just so you guys know, there is a new staff person from Miller.
Okay.
Who works at least part-time here in the county, who lives closer. And we wanted to start getting them back to these meetings for the monthly report.
Okay. Would anybody like to read the Miller Environmental Report?
I think everybody can see it.
Yeah. Yeah. See anything?
I'll note just for you all, we were successful replacing the pump for well number one, and they're now successfully alternating.
Why don't we have the readout for as well?
They'll go on the next two. Page four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found it. Thank you.
And you see where that happened?
Yeah.
In the middle of the report there, around the 15th of February.
Mm-hmm.
That's with well two.
It's me.
So we're actually alternating it. We're actually using it.
The goal was to alternate it. But right. If you look at this, it almost seems like the first half of the month was well two.
Yeah.
The second half of the month was well one. So the good news is that well one's doing just fine, and we can alternate it with well two, but something appears to be off because it's not like it's supposed every to. Other day.
Right.
Yeah. We'll have to verify that why it's reading that way.
Okay.
So I do have a question on the Miller Environmental. Because between 22 and 23, there's how many additional houses or whatever make up the additional usage? Are there more residents this year than last year that make up for the differences?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
But I mean, and that's the simple explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Last month, it was there was a big increase, and that was because the sewer plant was using our water.
Yeah.
But yes, we only have one more lot?
Yeah, I think Mary there's
one more lot. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're also, but there's only one that has built a house.
There's two. Over by Tarpon, there's two that happen to build houses on them.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was a permit. I didn't know if there was, if we still have one more that hasn't submitted yet.
I think there is one more.
Okay.
But that was 216 homes.
So there's about five houses under construction now, just in sort of this part of town. So it should level off then.
The usage?
Yeah. Okay.
Is police
Anybody here to do our police report? Is he?
Sergeant, we hear you're not feeling so hot, so I guess we're glad to see you, but glad you're not here.
Thank you. Yeah, I promised my wife I'm going to bed right after this meeting. Did everyone receive the copy of the report from Ms. Heitz? Yes. And I know Brian got my email yesterday. We're going to streamline that process so that Ms. Heitz gets all the statistics and it's all in that one report. Are there any questions about what's presented? Before I forget, congratulations to all of you that just joined the board. I'm Car 99. I'm the truck that sits in front of the firehouse a lot and drives through the town several times a day. I know that we're going to have a meeting with all of you guys, and one of my bosses is in the room, so don't say anything bad about me when I get off this call. Hi, Jane. I see you. Are there any questions about this month's report?
No, but Mike, Commissioner, yep. Here, we have hi there, dear. We have a new liaison for you, and you'll be talking with Commissioner Mahan from now on. So I will set up a meeting to turn everything over with you and him, if that'll right. be okay.
Good.
Okay.
When you're better.
I'm sorry?
When you're better.
I'll be back to work next week on midnight, so don't drive through town at 3:30 in the morning over the speed limit.
Okay. So anybody has any questions? Okay. Thank you so much, and I hope you feel better.
Thank you. You guys have a good night. Good luck.
Good morning, Sergeant.
Bobby?
All right. Congratulations. Like you said.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to read the report. We set up an ice blast. We found some barriers. We de-winterized the park, kind of better than the park for the event. And we re-winterized it after the event. We cleaned the beaches. We just set up for that. I just thought it should be said. We cleaned out some basins because there's been a lot of talk about it. So, we went down Market Street here and Frederick and Calvert, and we cleaned out what we could with shovels and a truck. It just keeps coming back. Mm-hmm. We really need to get something to flush them out in between the sections, but we'll talk about that another day. We fixed some potholes throughout town. There were some right out in front of Town Hall. There was some over by Mr. Drinko's. There was some by the post office. Manor Road had a couple. They weren't giant, but we just tried to get on it so before they got time. We placed door hangers on houses for non-payment of water that did not pay the water bill. We also, one of my guys went to the water guy and set off a couple. Most of them paid, so everybody's back on. Completed phase one at Footlog, where we put gravel at the beginning of it to try to stop some of that drainage issue there. Seems to be working. A little more dirt on the left side, maybe, and then maybe we can make it to phase two where we're down at the bottom of the hill, because you have to get in there. See, that's what people are noticing. I have to get a truck down there to get the wood off that tree to get cut. I have to get the stuff off the beaches. I can't do it the way it is. So we have to have gravel that kind of makes the corner. He's got a drawing of it that we drew. Something you can look at, but that's what we need to get in there. So that's what we need to get in there. So phase one is done. Phase two is to come. We installed 6x6s at the same entrance because it blocks off where no vehicles are allowed. And we put a new sign up too. It looks pretty nice for now. So also we dug out a collapsed driveway pipe on Chesapeake Road. People had put gravel down on top of a collapsed pipe. So we went in there, we took it out, we changed it out with ABS pipe, and then we cleaned the swales on both sides. So now the water's at least staying in the off the road, so and out of their yard. So it should work. Good. We fixed the steps at the Tory house because evidently a lawnmower had hit it, or somebody said something hit it. A bunch of the rocks were busted off. Eric, or one of our guys, he mudded them back in. He did a nice job. We work with Lecto. He's our water guy that does our water leaks. We shut off the water when needed. We were on call the whole time, all day, basically, because to shut that stuff off, it's a little tricky. And then we went back. We had to do some grading. We had to put some seed down. We still have to go back because it's still too wet to do the bottom half. Okay. On a side note, we're still replacing trash cans all throughout town. Every now and then, it's like maybe three or four a week. I don't know when it's going to stop, but it's something that we're doing a lot. I just wanted everybody to know that. And all the brushes picked up this month, which is twice, and then fall was done as usual. That's all I got so far. Any questions? We got new people. Go ahead.
Where was the leak at Charlestown?
It was on Charlestown Place at the very end when you go up around what's the name?
Woodland.
Yes.
Okay, so it was at the top.
It was at the top, but really not. It was in that guy's yard, believe it or not, because there's like a paper street that runs through there too that goes up by the school.
Okay.
Yeah. It was on that line in the guy's yard, and it was like a tract leak. So it started at the hydrant, and by the time they found it, it was all the way up in the guy's yard. So it kind of made a mess, and we cleaned it. We went back and cleaned it. I mean, Becker is going to bring more topsoil when everything dries up and do a final down at the big hole, where they had the big hole. Yeah, that's where it was. And there's no telling how long that was leaking. We only found out because when we were running around the neighborhood looking for the major water leak, that we found out that was at the plant, at the wastewater treatment plant. We were in the woods. We were everywhere looking for all this water. So we found that one. It just happened to be going through the woods.
It was a test of chlorine in the swale.
That actually showed its ugly head. So yeah, we did. Well, anyway, it's fixed. So that's good. So, okay. Okay. Oh, you're the boss. You're getting a new boss. How are you doing?
I need to get called up.
That's cool. We will. You know, you'll see us. It's fine. It's all good. Whatever you need, just I'll give you my card, my number. You can directly call me whenever you want.
Definitely be in touch.
Whatever you need.
And vice versa.
But thank you.
Is there any other questions for Bobby?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could say thank you. Thank you.
Old business, or you want me to do it?
Well, old business. Fire company is here with us tonight. Asked to be added onto the agenda.
Okay.
So we can turn the floor over to them.
All right. I'll start off and Doris can add in. Go back to a month ago, Brian approached us about a piece of property between us and Market Street, that it was a liability for you guys to own it any further. I know some stuff on blacktop and so forth and so on. We had our meeting last night. We reached out to Bobby as well. Our board of directors met, and to get the liability off the town, we're willing to purchase the property from the town. It's what are you guys? I know Brian said it's assessed at 22. I know you guys in blacktop, yes, so I know that's something else that's got to be.
I think we need to get an appraisal done.
Yeah, they haven't even gone that far.
But that might be enough to just get an appraisal done. I don't think we need to get a survey.
We don't want to drag it out. We want to make it. We get it done, get over, get out of your guys' hair, and it'll be on us.
And really, it was the town attorney who advised, hey, parking lot, you know, we understand the town owns property around town. And generally speaking, we like being a little bit of a landlord and renting it out, right? There's no secret about that. But the town attorney said, hey, a parking lot outside of a restaurant is generally a high liability land use. So that's why he advised you guys should consider selling it.
Give you a little history. Back in 1999, we sold some property to the town, that big stretch up here. The other issue that came up was that strip of land. There was an issue for the town back then. We said we came up with a lease agreement. We still have 20 something years left on that lease agreement, but we're willing to purchase that because it solves our issue and it solves your issue. And we're ready to do it tomorrow, right away.
Hey, you check tomorrow.
So you tell us.
Tell us where you guys are at and we'll have you a check.
Let us, because we haven't even gone to that point yet. So let us get some more information on it. I know that at our last meeting, we talked about the liability of people walking and all that. And the town has been sued in the past for people tripping on property that is owned by the town. So I think we just need to talk about it and we will get back with you.
Okay. Keep in mind that we know there's stuff that has to be done to that piece of property, but we're going to take it on because it solves our problem and it eventually will solve your problem too.
Okay. Okay. So is the board okay with Brian getting some more information and we bring it up at the next meeting?
So if you were to purchase the property, how soon would the upgrades take place?
The weather would permit it. I mean, we're ready to do it right away.
Ready to, yeah. So.
Yeah. Not the best weather for it yet, but at some point it's going to need to be done because the season's coming.
And it's not just the area inside the white box, it's the yellow lines, it would be the Black Avenue area also.
Just that, not the back.
Not the back.
No, the back is owned by Market Street.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I thought we had already voted on fixing that.
So the board voted, and we signed a contract with McGurk.
Yeah.
To pave the red patch and the orange patch.
And the orange patch.
But because of the weather, they may not.
It was voted on to fix it. So why are we discussing this now? We do this a lot. We vote on something. It hits this table. We vote on it. And then all of a sudden, something else comes up and you change the entire thing, the scope. I guess I don't understand why.
The last discussion, from what I understand, the town lawyer was basically.
That was before the vote. We had that information before the vote.
But the last time we talked, the last time the town talked, I believe it was two meetings ago, it was brought up that the lawyer was very concerned about liability.
And we had that information. Mm-hmm. And then we took a vote. So that information was given to us. And even knowing that information, we still took the vote. And the vote was to fix it.
So they're offering to purchase it and we don't fix it.
Right. That seems like that would be an option only because it's too cold to pave right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, nothing has changed as far as information. I think the town attorney would still
say it's just another option.
The town should get an appraisal.
They're approached.
If we want to sell it.
I mean, we knew we had the option.
Yes. So, and the fire company wasn't here to address it. This is coming to me first time too. So, like I said, I think it's something that we should talk about after we get other information. It hasn't been paved yet. It's something that we can discuss after we get all the information.
Okay.
We did sign a contract.
Exactly.
We have to pave it.
We do have a signed contract.
It's just he hasn't done it yet.
But just the narrow strip in front of Market Street, or the whole thing.
We have a signed contract for that.
Yeah. Not the back part,
but no. The side part.
Yes.
But, I wasn't a commissioner at the time, but I would have serious issues. If you're trying to sell something, you don't pave it and then mark the price up because you paved it.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. That's not good to you guys.
Right.
I mean, that's completely unfair.
Right.
Because they can go out and get their own bid and do it for what you want to do it for, rather than what the town would pay for it, and then say, oh, well, now this is worth this much
more. Well, they still have a lease.
That wasn't. I understand that.
We weren't even looking at selling it to them. We were fixing it because they're still leasing it.
Right.
We have a signed lease with these guys.
But what I'm saying is that if they're willing to buy it, it wouldn't make sense for the town to pave it and then try to mark it up. And I mean, that's double dipping.
Exactly.
It's unfair to the fire company.
I agree.
I guess the fire company, you guys are still looking for that lease agreement because we can't find it.
You got it.
That was one thing that the town attorney stressed was that lease agreement needs to be updated or nullified. You know, we got to find it. And
And that was done before.
I'm not sure why it's not in the town notes, because it was at a town meeting voted on by the board.
Because I went into the shore scan. I looked for it there, and we do not have a copy of it.
Can you give us a copy of it?
Deposit box. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
I mean, we're switched over hands too with treasurers and all that. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I started hearing things. I did go in and try to find the lease, because most of everything is scanned in there. But I also know that a lot of the stuff was not labeled correctly. So I've looked under the fire department. I've looked under leases. I've looked under town property.
That property it might have been tied with.
Mm-hmm.
The property up here.
Up at the fireman's lot?
No, that's 1999.
That big open space up there, the town bought that from us.
Right, I knew that.
At the same time we did the lease. So it might be in with that.
All right, I'll look there.
And I mean, it's a good point, George, but I don't know if the minutes would say a whole lot about what's in the agreement.
No.
Even if we found it in a minute.
We agreed on the amount of time. I think the town wanted 50 years. We wanted 100 years, and we split it at 75. We were good to go. So, no, it's and if this solves a problem, we're ready to buy that property because it solves our problem, too.
Yeah.
It's good for both.
It's a reasonable. Yeah.
Well, we also need to make a motion to hold the paving until we know something's going on, until we can go there. Is there a motion for that?
I motion to hold the paving until you decide if you're going to sell or if you're going to keep.
Is there any discussion to that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against?
Abstain.
Okay. And then we will get more information.
The sooner the better.
Yes.
Okay. We're ready to get it done, because there is work that has to be done. We don't want to let that sit even.
Okay.
So the faster you can get back to us, the faster we can get it in motion.
I think for us, it's just finding, maybe get some cost estimates on appraisal companies. You know, give them information for the land, the tax account number, and saying, hey, how much would you charge?
All right.
And then schedule that.
Okay,
if you guys can get us that lease agreement, we'll go over that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you. Don't need a
lease. Yeah, no, that's a
lot of trouble.
Brian, town administrator's report.
All right, so the zoning ordinance.
There's one copy of all of the.
Yeah, if you guys remember seeing the many copies of the zoning revisions that had it all and track changes, you know, colors were in blue and red. This is a clean copy that's going around the table now.
What did you all do?
In your meeting packets, there's two, where we had a public hearing, so we revised it. And then we had a commissioner's meeting after the public hearing, and we made three more revisions. I don't know if I need to belabor the point. There's an ordinance, first one of this year, 2023-01, that would just be basically adopting that clean version that you all have in front of you. And if you have any questions about the revisions that we made after the last meeting, let me know. Yeah.
What was the number on that?
2023-01.
Okay.
It's the passing of the.
Right.
The past 2 years, the zoning board has put together and got together and redid. It's gone to the attorney. We did strike the one section that we didn't like there from the attorney.
Does the in this packet, I think there's a summation of what is going to be done. On one set on R1, R2, and R3.
That's already been done.
That's
in that clean version.
That is in the clean version. Okay, that was going to be my question, because I didn't want to just accept you know, without seeing it in writing. Yeah.
You have it in front of you?
Okay. Richard, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that basically starts in R1. Sorry, it starts in R2 and R3. And all it says is all the uses that are permitted in R1 are also permitted in R2 and R3.
Right.
And then it gives them the specifics about what might be permissible in those zones, either by right or by special exception. So that was all cleaned up. That was one of the three changes that came out of the last commissioner meeting.
And know that as soon as we approve it, there's going to be changes that are going to be needed.
Right, exactly.
No matter what we do, there's going to be something. It's a working document.
Right. I see. Yeah. All right. Here we go. I got it. Yeah.
And what that change was, I don't know if you heard, that it was to make it a little bit clearer for the different R districts.
We're actually basically to go back to the old format. Yes. Of adding it with each progression.
Yes, that way nothing was missed.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is there any further discussion on the zoning? Is there a motion for ordinance 2023-01?
Yeah, I make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Okay.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Is there a master document that gets signed?
Yeah, I'm passing it around.
Okay. I do want to thank the zoning board for the past 2 years of working on this document. The zoning board is in the process of now starting the comprehensive plan. So that'll be the next project that we're working on, because that hasn't been touched in a while.
Next. The backup power generators, there are 2 wells and 2 sewage pump stations. There's a document here. It includes some of what I wanted to follow up on. I know I got three cost estimates, so you all see, for propane tanks, to fuel the generators, I guess just to go over those real quick. Come back. Just looking at questions about them. But 50 million Alger, as well as the green gas. Yeah, it's only leases tanks. They don't let you buy them outright. So that was trying to compare apples to apples. It's funny, Dixieland's cost was very similar to Chagrin, but they that's for owning the tanks. That's not for lease. And then for Alger, it was a total of $10,000. $300 for owning the tanks. Remember, this includes installation of gas lines and regulators, as well as a maintenance fee for disturbance of the tank. And then Alger gave us a low cost if we wanted the lease option. It's only $1,200. Basically, you have 2 120-gallon propane tanks at each of the 4 locations. So just to highlight, remember there were some questions about when we had done the research, and I don't want to belabor the point, with AECOM updating their study from 8 years ago, giving us new costs, what they thought was adequate. And they came back and said, you guys, you know, you need a 50 kilowatt generator for all 4 of these locations. And we just had a licensed electrician look at it 6 months ago and said, no, I think it's 214 kilowatts, 118 kilowatt, 122 kilowatt. It's, you know, a peak capacity, full load, or with a peak factor around it, a full load. That's all you need. And the concern was, well, why is there such a big discrepancy? So I asked the town engineer, and he was like, well, that's what we recommended 8 years ago, and we didn't update that this time. You know, we're just giving the updated cost for that analysis that was done 8 years ago. He said maybe things have changed since then, you know, different brand generators have evolved. Or, you know, give you what you need. So I just wanted to highlight, I did reach out to an electrician, you know, independent of the one that we got the cost proposal for, that this board had already approved before. So I think the only thing holding up is the seal shift. But another electrician out there, Delaware, Pace Electric and Generator, they're licensed dealer in generators. The highlights I wanted to give you guys is there's two types of generator, air-cooled versus liquid-cooled. And based on that full load at the peak factor, we don't need a liquid-cooled generator. Air-cooled should suffice. Air-cooled are less expensive than liquid-cooled. Air-cooled generator may last 20 years, whereas the liquid-cooled generator may last 30 years. We're talking about this worst case scenario, you know, if we're out of electricity for a week, we would have to have somebody there with the air cooled generator to shut it down for 1 hour each day, just to cool down the engine. Whereas the liquid cooled generator would be able to run nonstop. Even the largest of the 22 kilowatt generator that we would need for the Avalon Park sewage pump station, we could go with either the air or the liquid cooled option, but it was still used by this particular electrician, as well as when we gave it the original cost proposal. So now we've got two of them saying, I think an air cooled option is just fine for Avalon sewage pump station. So, you know, the other thing I'd ask the town engineer about, you know, getting back to, you know, why was there such a discrepancy between, you know, a big generator and a smaller one? They said, well, you got to make sure that the sound attenuation enclosure is provided, which it is. And Rob, I don't know if you know about this, but they referenced a level 2 sound attenuated enclosure, which I haven't gotten an answer on what a level 2 is, but I think that was what they had spec'd originally 8 years ago.
It usually comes with a quieter muffler, and it's a surrounding that goes over top of the generator itself.
Maybe that's just extra quiet.
Mm-hmm.
What this electrician was saying, we're talking the Generac brand here, he was saying that 22 kilowatt model that's air cooled, it runs at 67 decibels. I don't know if that's before or after the enclosure, but just for reference for you guys, our noise ordinance, during the day we can't exceed 65 decibels, and at night it can't be more than 55. Of course, we're exempt, you know, emergency power generators exempt from our noise.
Yes,
but at least you got a frame of reference as far as noise goes. And really, that was the only information I could come up with from the town engineer as to why there was such a big discrepancy.
And I think with the decimals, it comes along with the footage, how many feet you need to be away from them before you have any type of hearing protection.
Okay.
That answer that you gave us with the our engineer, that's not a very good answer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because that's, you know, what the study did 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, looking at these, this first one is to rent the tank from Algier, right?
Yes. Yeah, the $1,200.
Yes.
You'll be leasing the tanks. And to me, like, it's a really good deal, providing the service for it and filling it up. They come with little flow monitors on them, so you know when they're getting low. That's a $1,200 flat. And I don't know, you know, if there's much value in purchasing the tanks versus leasing them.
Now, I do like
the other than we can choose our propane gas. I did get two cost estimates for propane gas, and they're about the same. $1.87, $1.90 a gallon is what I found.
And what I like about Dixie is they will install the cellular tank monitors on them.
Yeah. Yeah, Alger doesn't have that.
So your propane cost is going to be cheap your first year or two. And then as it goes up, you'll be paying 3 and 4 unless you have an agreement up front that they have to adhere to.
And I asked
the dollar rate, the two.
What's the option to lock in? I guess the other fear with locking in at a rate is, you know, if it goes lower, you're still paying more for it.
I would definitely risk at $1.80. You can get that. I would definitely risk because you're going to be paying three within 2 years. And they strong arm because it's their tank.
Yeah, I tell you, chagrin, you don't get to purchase the tank. At least Alger and Dixieland, they give you the option to purchase.
And for the lease, they do all the installation and they maintain and do everything.
But now if we purchased them outright, you're right, then we'd be in the business of shopping around for propane gas three years from now. You know, you'd have that option if we purchased the tanks.
Dixieland is notorious. So these are cheaper people around this area for everything, your oil, your propane, your whatever.
And maybe purchasing is a wise move. I mean, I think I'd still recommend we get a service contract or a maintenance contract. And I don't remember off the top of my head what that number was. It's itemized.
Chagrin is high.
They're very high.
They're high. They're number one highest. Then it's Alger. Then it's Dixieland. And Dixieland is the cheapest game in town.
The Amishman comes in close to him.
Who?
The Amishman up next to Dixie. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do deliver.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't install.
Mm-mm. I know that's who we get our oil from right now. These guys.
Mm. Cheap in a good way, though. I mean,
it's a good product.
They deliver good service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're extremely, they are very, almost like your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They orient towards them.
I personally would think buying the tanks and see if we can lock in a rate for 3 years. And then after that, we can put it up for another 3 year bid.
I don't know if in today's economy, though, the way the prices are going, mm-hmm. if we're going to get a locked in rate. It would be nice if we can, but those rates are doing, I mean,
yeah,
look at the price of a barrel goes up and down. Yeah. I wake up every morning and then check out the stock and I'm like, wow.
This price is about what they've been running.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's only with them. The other ones, theirs have like, you might as well play ping pong.
Well, like I said, I've noticed you have a customer that's been with, we'll say Alger, I'm just using Alger outright. Yeah. Been with them for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Well, they're paying $2.80 a gallon right now. Mm-hmm. Someone just built a house, they're getting it at $1.15 to bring them in for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't ever feel sorry for any of the companies that supply the oil, supply that they're making their money. That's why they're in business.
So what does anybody think? Does anybody want to make a motion on this? Any further discussion?
I just like checking in places. I'm not savvy enough on this. It's like we have our own tanks. So,
okay. All right, let's start with, are we in agreement to buy the tanks?
I would agree that would be a better option myself.
I would think that way we could shop around and get.
And the tanks that we buy would have the monitors for, monitor fuel.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. To measure the level, like when it's getting low.
Yes.
So when you got that maintenance contract, they know to, have it on their schedule come out.
For right.
Yeah.
And I would say we should buy.
While we're talking about tanks for a second, we thought about burning them and the size of them
mm-hmm.
versus, underground versus above ground.
Right.
All three of these recommended recommend 2 120 gallon tanks. I guess that's standard. You see that at new houses.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like that was enough. And that it was not worth the cost to bury them.
Yeah.
But I know we got into some things talking about burying them with utilities nearby.
Yeah. I don't think that would be.
But just so you guys know, I mean, we talked about that. We looked into it.
And these would be put on it like cement pad or something. Yeah. And permanently bolted.
Technically, only the one at Veterans Park would need to be anchored.
Right.
Above ground or underground.
Right, because of the floodplain. Okay. Yeah.
Avalon Park is not in a floodplain. It's not required, but
I would want that one to be tethered no matter what we do because I know what it's done.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because that one does go under.
Near the two wells, if it makes sense to anchor the tanks. I mean, I think it's something we explore, whether it's required or not.
I don't agree with me.
With a concrete pad and anchor?
Yeah,
I still think it's
tethering. You know, how do you keep them still over time, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
The line settling.
Yeah.
What? They're not anchored?
Well, you can get the screw in the ground. Once they rot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Better off
with the pad.
I've watched what happened when Isabel went through.
Yeah.
He had propane tanks floating around all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
it's never any fun when you're working on duty and you hear come out over the radio, oh, by the way, that we got propane tanks coming down the Delaware Avenue. And they put every cop we had, we were all out there. Because guess what happens if they actually blow up? We were too close. We were all done for. So I would like them tethered.
I would think it would make sense regardless. I mean, I know what we think about Avalon, but even over at the park.
Everywhere.
Everything.
Yes.
Just have them everything tethered.
If we're going to do it, let's do it.
Yeah, do it late.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we purchase the tanks and then that we lay the concrete pad and we tether them.
Would they need a barrier?
That's exactly what Bobby just said.
Yeah.
So you guys know, we're going to make little mini compounds.
Yes.
Around the generator and the tank.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Perfect. And the electric panel.
Yes.
I mean,
and try to make it pretty because down at the park, you don't want to sit there and look at these tanks and more kids swinging on your new generators. I mean,
right. Yeah. Right.
Veterans Park especially.
Yeah.
That would be like a 6-foot fence.
Yeah, I was thinking, well, we looked at, they got some that had like slats. So they look like, you can still be the metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slats
right. Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't really.
And that would help with the noise also.
Yeah.
It would be better in the wood.
It
would,
right.
Wood's just going to, somebody's going to break it.
Yeah. Right. So you're talking about chain link with the slats that go down into the.
Yeah.
Yes, you can get nice. Yeah.
So next week, we're going to get some cost estimates on fencing
and
some local fence companies. See what all the options
are. Just so we're on the same board, this first one that has Algiers to rent, that one's a no, right?
Yes.
Okay. The next thing is, since we want to purchase, do we want Algiers, Dixie, or Chagrin? Chagrin.
I would say you pretty much tell them you want a cost that locked in for 3 years. And whoever gives you the best price. My opinion.
That's fine.
They're going to compete against each other.
Did you hear that?
Once they have you, they're just going to stick with what they want.
Go to all three and just ask them to lock in a price for 3 years.
And let them know. We're reaching
that,
out.
That too. But Dixieland's the only one that has on here that we can install the cellular tank monitors.
Right. I was going to say they
at no charge. Other ones are not.
I don't know, Renee, if those are all that expensive and fancy, but it's nice. Alger didn't have that option at all.
No. So Alger is out, period, because they don't have that option.
And that's one thing that we want to continue to go towards because we don't want to run out. And when it says cellular tank monitors, is it just to them or is it also to us?
Good question. I can answer.
Okay. And if we're going by price,
Dixie will allow us to buy it. The other company will not.
Right.
Dagren doesn't let us purchase it.
You'll have to be careful because you're getting prices on 120-gallon tanks, two of them, and you can't bury one. They don't make a buried 120-gallon tank.
Yeah, we're not burying.
Tank you can bury is 500 gallons.
Yeah, we're not burying the tank.
Okay.
No, I said I wanted them put on concrete pads and tethered.
Yeah. So if we want to buy, that means Ronnie down to Dixie and Algier.
Might we go back to both of them and say, hey, we want to lock in a rate for 3 years. He wants you to put concrete pad at all four locations.
We also have to find out if they have the, if Alger has the thing that will tell us how much it's in there.
They don't.
They don't. That's right. And so we are not at them.
When I asked them, they said, you know, we could put as part of an agreement that we come out every 3 weeks. And I don't know if that's good enough.
That's not good enough. No. It's not. Because anything could happen in that 3 weeks. We are still at just Dixieland.
Even if we go Wi-Fi, you know, for that cellular monitor, you know, Dixieland may come back and say, well, you can go look at the tank, right? So you know how. Yeah, it is another question to see if we could get that on our phone or our computer.
Based on based on the conversations that we're having, it comes down to
Dixieland.
Yeah,
yes.
Because
yes,
the other
that's
two.
That's why I was saying we need to take out what's not what we want. So
the motion's still on the table, and I'll just amend it to say just Dixieland.
And with a 3-year contract, if we can get it.
I just don't know if we lose our leverage if we say, you know, we want to award a contract. Then we say, hey, can you, what's your price for locking us in for 3 years?
No, just they're very, you talk to them.
So your motion is what? Say it one more time. So she's good. So she has it right. So she has it right.
Purchase the tanks. And anchor them on a concrete pad.
With
a 3-year
contract.
With
yes.
With
Dixie. But will the concrete pads change this bid?
No.
I think it well.
No, because we should get the concrete pad. You guys can do that.
Our wheelhouse is getting small.
I mean, if we look at Dixieland,
I know that Dixieland does, but when they install, they put the concrete.
It says installation, but it's not specified.
Well, I'll just tell them that it is now.
Just anchor it on.
Include it all, and if it's too much, sure.
Then I'll go back to looking around again.
Okay. So, is there any further discussion with the Dixieland motion? Is there so she made the first motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Next we have it's still you, right, Brian?
Yeah, for the watershed master plan update. You should take it back. So, Barry, you know, who's our engineer for the watershed master plan? I'll just give you a quick highlight. The map that's on page 3. That's your meeting topic.
First, catch these two up why we're doing this.
You can do that for us here. Hang on.
In the audience.
So DeBray is assisting the town with developing the Watershed Master Plan to provide a comprehensive assessment of current and projected future flood risk, recommend mitigation strategies to us, and develop concepts to be used by the town to secure grant funding for design and construction. So they're looking at all the data they can possibly find, all the previous survey data that we have from from engineers, other studies that have been done locally and statewide or regionally. And they're looking at, they're basically, before and we get to phase three. Oh.
We have a grant right now, and I want people to understand that. We have a grant, and we got that from Maryland
DNR.
Yeah. But it doesn't do the entire town. And while we're looking further into grants, and these infrastructure grants are going to be coming up, we need to be ready to be able to submit what we have and to have plans in place. What we asked Dewberry is to come back with a change order to see how much it would be to do the entire town and not just the small projects that they were doing.
Yeah, so bringing us back to page three, I mean, what you're looking at there is basically eight different drainage areas. They call them sub-watersheds on that figure one there for the whole town. And they said it was based off of existing data, feedback that they got so far from the surveys, from the community workshop. Renee's right. I mean, the grant only pays for so much of this study. So for Dewberry, they were like, all right, given the data that we received, we can only study three of these eight sub-watersheds. And we talked about it with the steering committee, and we thought, well, we don't want to lose this opportunity to only a portion of the town. What precipitated the change order was, you know, if we can study the whole town, how much would that cost? And so that's what on page four and page six.
And they also have a deadline of June 30th. Right. Project and have projects mapped out on and cost on how much it would be. So,
and the timing is actually really good. So that's, we have funds available to pay for a change order. You know, it would be the COVID relief money that we have allocated for stormwater projects pay for this. We noticed, I guess we noticed a shortfall in what they were proposing, but also in, you know, it was based off of what feedback and data they could gather so far. And we just said, hey, can we take this opportunity to study the whole town? And just so you guys know, there's two different models that Dewberry's creating. It's basically the HECRAS model is what it's called, is just looking at simulating what happens when rain hits the surface and runs off. The PC SWIM model, which is what they're talking about here, these eight different original sub-watersheds, it's modeling what happens when rain hits the ground, it then flows into the nearest part of the drainage system, either a swale or a pipe.
To which we will be able to have these, that we'll be able to see things, and we're talking to them about training us on how to use it. So if we change something in these areas, it'll show now where the water is going and what we're doing.
So this is a 3D wire model.
Yeah.
So and we'll see it in real time.
Yeah. And we're going to get it up on our website so that everybody can see it as well.
And part of what's exciting about just the PC SWIM model in general, no matter what size the watershed we're looking at, is, you know, if any of these pipes are clogged, what is that flooding? If they're 100% clear, you know, what is that flooding?
So we can go in and test. We can do our own.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, one of the things that they were talking about is that we can have it down to three sections, or put it back out to the eight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's on page four. You see the area?
The difference, and I was going back and forth until yesterday. If we have it down to the nine, if we do something over here, these two sections might still have to be part of this. So they'll have to run this one, and this one.
Right.
Where if we do the proposal A, which is the three large sections, it won't be as intense because for the most part, it's separated out by the way the water runs in our town.
Right.
And I, like I said, we want to continue to have the whole town mapped out.
Yeah.
And I know that the money's going to be there. One of the things when I was down in Annapolis, I talked to Representative Hornsberger, and he's telling us the state is watching this and they are part of our steering committee. And he's telling us to get him a number so that Charlestown can be added into a line item to see if it can be approved into a line item that's dedicated to Charlestown for this project.
We should do it.
The question before the board is, you know, it's basically, you know, do we want these studies, these models for us to maintain in the future? We want it broken down by three sub areas or eight. And I know Renee, Bobby, and I were kind of feeling like, I think three sounds better.
I think
that ends up being a less expensive option too.
It is less
for maintenance aspects. Three is way better. So the one leads into two, now it goes to four, goes to six, seven.
Yeah.
One, two, three, man.
And I was watching them when they were just doing like an example of it, which they're going to show more in the next public hearing. Mm-hmm. It is amazing to watch. This is where the water is going to be.
And we can calibrate how much water is flowing. And
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just like, oh my gosh, we're underwater, by the way.
It's the same thing. You're getting all the same information. You're just going to have to put in three places versus eight.
Yeah.
You're not
right. Right.
It's easier to read.
And to keep this going, I would make a motion to move forward with the
option A or option B?
Option
three is A.
A.
Option A.
Okay. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion to approve option A? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
The only update I have next item on the agenda is just to let you all know, you know, when we start looking into prices for fencing, the generators, we're also going to look into prices for fencing, the basin, the detention basins over in Scott Gardens and Trinity Woods. Because we know, you know, when AECOM town engineer was just out there for their recent assessment, they noted, and we've seen it with our own two eyes, there are sections of fence missing. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those inspection items that needs to be.
And what type of fencing is already there? What's
split rail?
Split rail.
Well, split rail is over in Scott. Trinity has more of the, like a metal, like not chicken wire, but.
Right. Chain link. Or,
no.
No. Okay.
And it's gone. It's posts are rotten and
just nasty.
Brian and I actually walked.
So if we're going to do it, we would consolidate a style, and that would be what the town would. Okay.
I don't know what we're going to do for Veterans Park generator. May not.
No. You're exactly. That's kind of my point. Yeah. Is that would be more industrial, and this is more. In residential areas.
Oh, and back to Dewberry. We are going to be having a steering committee meeting in 2 weeks.
Okay.
On the
27th. 2:00.
2:00.
I'll create a Zoom link and we'll email it out to everybody so you guys all know about it.
And that's when State of Maryland, Cecil County, the different departments of Cecil County, different departments of Maryland, University of Maryland, Chesapeake Bay, all of us get together. And we found out yesterday, Frederick, starting to do the project like what we're doing now.
Yeah, Frederick County.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so next item. If we're good with that, I call it water shutoff procedures, but it's really, you know, we've generally been pretty friendly with folks when they're not paying their water bill. We've been giving them the option to get onto a payment plan with us. I don't think all towns do that. Now, of course, we've had issues where people default on their payment plans, and the main item I just wanted to make sure you guys knew about, you can review this. Let us know if you have any other opinions. But number three on there, it's just when somebody's in default of their payment plan, we would give them 30, we would give them written notice that they have 30 days to correct, sorry, to pay their account balance in full within 7 days. Sorry, maybe I'm getting confused here. Let me just read it. Plans in default more than 30 days require the current account balance to be paid in full within 7 calendar days to avoid a $50 shutoff fee and water shutoff. What we want to be really careful about, like I think we're generally friendly with folks and we work with them to get them onto a payment plan, but we don't want people taking advantage of the town's friendliness. And we don't want to encourage, it's kind of like incurring credit card debt.
Been taken advantage of, so that's why we're kind of trying to come down.
Was it taken advantage of because of the town not turning water off and it's now turning off, or is it just the fact of people just not, or a little of everything?
We're not paying. There were quite a few residents that had very large bills, were not paying for a long time, mm-hmm. or just a little bit here and there. Then with the payment plans, I originally said, set up a payment plan, have 90 days, but within that time period, if you're late, we would just do a fee. But after 90 days, it would be your default. You have to pay a whole thing or you water shut off. But doing research with other towns, really don't do that. In Northeast, it's pretty strict. They don't actually do payment plans unless you have a leak.
Right.
So I know they weren't really during the period where the governor said you couldn't do any shutoffs. They stopped for that period, but then continued after that. So we've been lenient. We only just started the penalties last year and then shutoffs this past quarter. So for this coming quarter, this is what we want to enact, that it's higher minimum for setting up a payment plan, which is just the minimum that we charge for quarterly, and switching it from a 90-day period to a 30-day period for any latenesses or defaults.
I personally would not want to take away the hardship payment plan.
No. Yeah. So I really do work with people. But there are some cases where it's a little too...
Right. So you want to take it from 90 days to 30 days in default.
And if you're non-responsive to getting off track of your payment plan, you have to shut off your water.
I send out letters all the time. I remind people every month that their payments are due. I send out, detailed letters stating, this is what we didn't receive, or... chat, something like that. But I'm pretty, call me and we'll work it through.
What does anybody think about that?
I think we are more than generous with our time and the things that these guys have to go through. I know of some folks that have just literally not paid it.
I think I saw that the state, you could get help with water and sewer. Is that still available?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did it again for this year. So we've encouraged that.
Yep.
And there have been quite a few. There were a few last year that we received help for.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I already have two residents that were approved for it.
Mm-hmm.
So
does that information go out with overdue notices? Yeah.
All the residents that we had high balances for, I sent that information out. It's a flyer that they have on their website. So I send all that out. This is how you apply. Then when we were getting ready to do shutoffs, it was, here's the flyer again.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let us know if you do apply for this, because that would,
Right.
And I do check in with the state.
Mm-hmm. We found shutoffs this quarter being really effective. Sometimes we worry about the contact information that we have on file is out of date. Phone numbers change, addresses change. Tries not to answer people to do this. But I think shutoffs was really effective getting people to come talk.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you can't sometimes help but notice.
So is there any motion to change it from 90 to 30 days if they are on default on the payment plan.
I make a motion to change it from 90 to 30 days on the default plan.
Is there a second?
Deposit amount went from 50 to 290.
Oh,
okay.
And the deposit.
And the deposit.
Increase.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a motion to lower it from 90 to 30 days in default and bring your balance current within 7 calendar days. And the deposit is now up to 210.90. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstain.
The ones that really need the help and everything, they get a hold of us, or they get a hold of Mary, or they reach out to the community. Yeah, and we will get them help. They don't shut the water off. No. Mm-hmm. Nope. Like, we'll pay it for them if they have to.
Depends. You can come out of the sorry. What did you just change? Oh, I'm sorry. It's me.
I was like, no, it's you.
You know why? Because I put a check mark there.
Julie, you can come. No, you can't.
I've talked about this in the past, and especially with what happened at our last meeting that lasted forever. I would like to change. I would like to open discussion about changing the format of our meetings to make one legislative and one working meeting. So if we have a public hearing, it should be right in front of the working meeting, which the public is invited, and we can ask guests to come and talk to us about projects. And that's where we discuss things. And then the next meeting is our legislative. At that legislative is where we will write all the checks. Talked to Brian and everybody here about doing the checks once a month. There is sometimes one-offs that's not going to work, but we're going to be sending out letters to, we can send out letters to all of our vendors saying this is what we're going to do. That way we don't have what happened at our last meeting, that we can have open discussions. We can work through everything. And then at the next meeting, we can vote it in. Mm-hmm. I would like this to start in May. That would give us enough time to get notification to our vendors and get the procedure set up.
And also, we're going to put many of our vendors on direct deposit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that too. Yeah. And that was something else we talked about, direct deposit and
bill pay.
Mm-hmm. Bill pay. I was going to say, we could do bill pay.
Okay. I also asked if we could also, because it's been a while, because I helped put everything over to PNC many years ago. It's been a while since the town has reached out to PNC's municipal offices, which is in Bel Air, and set up a meeting so that we can discuss if there's any new services that they have to offer for the towns, and to go over what we're doing and see what, if they have other options for the bill paying and all that. Anybody else would like to?
Well, actually, just another thought that I had is, the staff here in Town Hall is doing such a great job distributing information. I was wondering if things like the police report, the maintenance report, things like that could be distributed prior to the meeting so that we don't have to spend the time. Public doesn't have to listen to every detail. They have the opportunity to read it prior to a meeting. We can still talk about them, but the details are out and maybe we could shorten. Summary. Yes. We
get ahead of the game.
Give a summary and put it out with the agenda.
Yes. I know that's making more work, but it's good for the public because I think the meetings sometimes get so long that the attention span.
Yeah. And that's some of the things that I was thinking about streamlining everything. Yep. In the past, I didn't have support from the rest of the board, but it's something that I think we really should. A lot of the other towns have already been doing this. Yeah, I was going to say Rising Sun only has one meeting a month. I don't think we're there yet. And if we don't have anything to schedule in a working meeting, we can cancel it. But it's something that I think we need to discuss. That way we're not. That way we can discuss everything in the working meeting and we can have a short legislative meeting. Okay, that's my proposal.
Agree.
Any further discussion? Is there a motion to change the meeting format?
Anybody else?
I motion.
You motion to
change the meeting
format. Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any further discussion?
Huh?
The first meeting in the month will be legislative and the second meeting in the month will be the working meeting. And the reason that is the way the bills fall, it will be easier for us to do it that way.
Jane, it's second Tuesday, fourth Tuesday.
Second, yes.
Pardon me?
Second Tuesday and fourth Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a first, second. There's no further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Now it's your turn. I'm sorry. I went ahead of myself.
Thank you. I'm Julie Quintana, and I was hired as a part-time non-accountant in October of 2022. Prior to that, I was the circuit rider. My background is in accounting. I have a degree in accounting and a master's degree in public administration, and I'm used to working with fund accounting. So that's sort of my background. While I was working as circuit rider, I kind of was looking at the books and I found some things that were not quite correct, that the accounting firm that was hired to do the books were not quite doing right. So I've been digging into that. So that's why we're looking at the budget today, only through December 31st. The highlighted items are things that are either completed, like the restricted grants, that is the ARPA funding. We've received all of our allocation for the ARPA funding. This top portion is revenues only. Their tower rental income, we're receiving more rental income than we had originally budgeted for. And I think that's because there were some errors in the way that the income was being booked. And I think that's why we thought it was only 40, like it was being sent to another account code, general ledger account code. So we're a little bit ahead of there. We'll probably do a budget amendment at some point in the next month or so to correct the budget for that one. The next anomaly is this miscellaneous category. This is miscellaneous revenue, by the way, not expenses, and the corrections are pending. There's a couple of things in there that shouldn't be, that need to be moved, and I'm looking into those and we'll move those out. So that'll be a little bit more in line and we can revisit that at the next budget meeting. The interest income, that's always hard to predict. So we try to budget that a little bit low. That's item number 650, row 650. That would probably require a budget amendment. We're probably on track for, to just double that since this is 1231 and this is halfway through the year. We could just double that and do a budget amendment and bring that in line. The next items that are in the 900 series, those are end of fiscal year adjustments. They will also be adjusted in the next month or so as we get a handle on what our expenses will be. The next section is the general fund. This is all the general fund, and this would be the expenses by department. For example, the next department is streets, pier, planning and zoning, and those are all pretty much in line. Parks and Recreation. There is a little bit over on the parking permits. And again, this is the revenue section of Parks and Rec. So we can say that that's successful, that your parking permits, we need to bump that budget up a little bit on that one. The next section, then you'll see the revenue totals on page 2 at the very top. And that's for your general fund. The expenditures for your general fund, there's a couple of areas. The fringe benefits area, that needs a budget amendment to increase that. And then the repairs.
Is that because our insurance went up?
That is the, Brian, can you help me explain what that is? Yes. That's the copays.
Yep. Medical.
I understand.
Expenses.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I got it.
Those are medical copays. Yeah. Yeah. And that's also hard to predict. So I think as we go forward, I would like to start doing like trends, like 2, 3, 5 year trends, so that we can kind of see where we are in relationship to prior years, knowing that some of that is going to be the books are clean right now. Meaning that everything is pretty much in the right place with a few exceptions. The prior year is going to look a little bit different. So the first couple of years, the first year of this 5 year trend that I'd like to start is going to be a little bit off. The next repairs and maintenance, we're always a little bit over on repairs and maintenance. In this case, the new heating units here, the mini splits, as we call them, and truck repair were two major items that hit this account. And that's why that's pushing that number up. But it's still over, even if we took those two things out. We may put those mini splits in an equipment category and take them out of expense. And that's something that we would have to discuss. Telephone is over because the security cameras were added last year. And so that will require a budget amendment. Also, our insurance, the building and liability insurance has also increased, so we'll have to increase that budget. Town buildings, that's just one expense that probably needs to move out. There's not a budget line item for that, so we'll move that into an appropriate account. Streets. There was some road repair and tree removal under repairs and maintenance that bumped that number really high. I think there's a $4,000 truck repair and a $4,000 tree removal. And then overhead allocation, that's an end of year adjustment. So those numbers will change pretty quickly. Like now that we're halfway through the year, we can definitely analyze our expenses and make those adjustments accordingly. Page 3. We're going to pier repairs and maintenance, the ice heater replacement. That was a significant expense. So I don't know that we have to increase the budget for that, just because I think that's an anomaly. We're not going to replace our ice heaters every single year. So we'll do a budget amendment this year, but keep in mind that next year, just so that we're in line with the budget for the audit, they want that to be in line, but we'll probably be able to bump that back down the following year. Again, another overhead allocation that's an end of year adjustment. And we're going into the planning and zoning. This is expenditures. Yes, this is expenditures.
And we did not.
Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe we got to look in.
I thought I did. I probably did. Go ahead.
I bet the administration is not. I think that it goes to legal. Some of that goes to legal, not to administration.
I did print out the.
Because we did a bunch of legal because of the zoning.
It was legal, actually. It was.
So I think some of this needs to move down to the legal counsel.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not saying all of it, but yeah. I bet a lot of it.
Public safety, the fire company, that dollar value, the $70,000 was partially funded by the ARPA funds. That was a donation to the fire company. Police protection is in line. Parks and Rec is also in line. So we're good there. Page 4. is our utilities fund. So we only have two funds. We have a general fund and a utilities fund. For the next fiscal year, I'd like to have a third fund, which is our restricted fund, where all of our grants and restricted money go. So that takes it out of your current budget. That takes it out of your general budget. The reason for that is you get money, you spend money, and it's a zero-sum game. So you really don't want that as part of your general budget. You want that outside of it. So I think we'll move that into a restricted fund, a third fund. And I failed to say, I look forward to working with you in these endeavors, and also to thank Jeff for your assistance during the audit when we needed all that help. I really appreciate working with you, and I thank you very much for that. So, yes, go ahead.
All right, go finish.
I'm actually done. At the bottom is an ARPA budget, and that shows what we budgeted, the expenditures so far, and the budget balance remaining for the ARPA funds, which is already embedded in the top portion, but that's just breaks it out. The object is eventually to present everything on the website, to have a budget to actual on the website, right. Hopefully monthly. It's really a simple report once mm-hmm. we get everything in line and organized right. properly.
That way we also can put our vendor list. We can put down what we're expenditure list, what we're spending, which I know we got the recordings of our meetings on to become more transparent. And this was something that needed to be the next step, but it hasn't been able to because the accountant, it's not that we didn't pay our bills and it's not any of that. It's just the fact that line items were not put in the right categories. So I was used to being able to come in here and say, how much did we spend on our kids' events? How much money do I still have left in that budget? Okay. They can't print that right now. They could print that. So, and it's coming.
We are like,
I know. So it's not that we weren't being able to pay bills. I want to make sure that's clear. And it's not the fact that the money's not there. It's just making sure that all of our stuff is in the right place on the right accounting line. And you are doing a fine job since October.
A lot of things that were just needed some work. And the more I dug in, the more I found things that needed some work. Everything was there. It was just not in the right bucket. Mm-hmm. And accounting is all about organization. It's about organizing the numbers so that you can look at them and know what your financial position is. That's all it is, really.
In something I read, and I don't know, it was in the packet, I think, but I noticed that there are checks that go out to the same company, but multiple checks. Do we send one check or do we have to?
It's the, there is one check. But there is,
and then different invoices. Purchase order invoice numbers on it. We're not spending that much money printing multiple checks.
There are some categories that we're writing direct debits to, which is like mm-hmm. Delmarva. We have like a dozen or so accounts with them.
Right.
So we're just writing checks on paper because it just proves that it comes out of the account.
Right. Okay.
But if we get three invoices for one vendor, mm-hmm. I'm writing one check.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of it is direct debit. We've moved a lot of the repetitive to direct debit. We're going to look at this bill pay to see if mm-hmm. that's something that Kathy, who does our accounts payable, will have to enter those bills and then pay those bills right through PNC. So we're just going to try to streamline that whole process, but you as the board will still get a whole list of all of the expenditures because you need and the invoice copies of the invoices mm-hmm. so that you know what you're approving. And then we'll also have them out on the web eventually. Sure. Hopefully by the end of the fiscal year, we should have everything.
Yeah. I know when we all talked, I know we're still working on different processes to make all this happen. But I'm sure you'll sit down with Julie and Dick.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we will.
And I was hoping that you could also make, when they make the appointment with PNC, that mm-hmm. you can go with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other questions, anyone?
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Charter review?
Only thing I wanted to, we're not going to get into it.
No.
I just wanted to see, see if there's commissioners who are interested in just forming like a little bit of a work group to review our charter. You know, we just got through updating our zoning ordinance. Renee, I think you're still working on the personnel manual. Mm-hmm. We're talking internally about procedures and policies we could update on our end. The charter is the policies and procedures for town government, you know, for commissioners, for all of us, really. And it just seems like in light of the amendments that just got adopted for elections, powers of the president, there are things to clean up, Doc. Mm-hmm. And there may not be, you know, we got two new commissioners here tonight, so I'm looking at you guys. Volunteers, but I'm willing to volunteer to be a part of a little work group.
Right.
To just review it, go through it, see what makes sense, bring it back to the commissioners and say, what do you guys think?
Mm-hmm.
Could we make some tweaks to operate more efficiently?
I'd be happy to help. We got to figure out just when it gets done, and I'll try to work it in. Yeah, absolutely. I know it's horrible.
Good. We started on once.
I'm going to go around the room for the commissioners, and then we'll open.
No, that's all right. I'll table it.
Oh, I didn't see.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. I'm going ahead of myself. I'm a squirrel. Okay.
Table.
Are you sure? Because I forgot the bench.
Table.
Let's go around the room.
I don't have anything tonight other than to say welcome. And I hope we have a wonderful time. Busy time is coming up.
Yes.
Oh, I did get a hold of Brian. I let him know we do have the entire legislative session coming to Charlestown in our July meeting.
July?
So
yeah, the Hartford Cecil County chapter of the MML, yes. Maryland Municipal League.
That will also
July.
That will
also, you know, a date?
July 20th. That will also be my last meeting as president of the Hartford chapter league.
And Robert, do you have anything?
Thank you everybody for being warm and welcoming me in. I'm looking forward to working with everyone, and I will take all and any advice. I'm looking forward to working with everyone.
Well, you have wonderful people that are our guys in the maintenance staff. So look to Bobby for everything you need.
I'd just like to thank the public for voting and giving me the opportunity to work with you all. And I'm hoping that we can do great things for the town.
Okay. I don't really think I have anything. Just the formatting of our meetings is a good thing. So you got the list. Which way do we want to go? Do we need to go online, or we want to do here first?
We'll go in the room first.
Okay.
That's been our standing policy.
Jane. Okay. Charlene's not here. She already gone. I don't know who that is.
Oh, that was Jason Barrow.
Jason, okay.
His signature is as bad as mine.
I was like, who is that?
Diane.
Pumpkin.
Martha.
George's gone.
What about Meredith and Dayton?
They're
gone. Yeah. Man, I thought I got two.
Yeah, we didn't even sign in.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys wanted to be signed in?
Let me sign in.
It's like troublemaker.
The privet.
Well, we already know who's the ones to speak, so we might as well just go straight to nurse.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you want to talk, so I said you might as well just see.
You're next.
I told you.
You're next.
The only thing on my brain, and I think we should bring this up, but I know we already have someone, but he has a lot on his plate. I think in the future, we ought to look into having a code enforcement person. for the town. Because there's things that happen, and you might know about it, but no one else knows about it. Things happen. Maybe we need somebody that can work part time on that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a code. We have to follow the code. So it would be nice to have somebody to back it up and not put it all on Ryan. A designated person. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that went over like a cement sub.
No, look. I agree,
but we'll bring it up in a upcoming meeting.
I was writing. Ursula. Prosper.
Yeah, as a taxpayer, I'd like to see the accounts payable posted before the meeting.
We're going to, once we get, she's almost there that we can do it. So she has actually worked. That's why we wanted to bring that up tonight, is the fact that that way we can post it. And that's one more thing of being transparent.
Thank you.
But I think, Prosper, you're talking about what we're paying that this week, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This month.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to go alphabetically down the order. Hope's iPad.
Hope, do you have any public comment? We're asking you to unmute.
Might be. Okay, I'm going to go to the next one, which is iPad. Okay.
No questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is iPhone Kim.
I have no questions.
All right. Mr. Proctor?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I told you.
Carl, do you have anything to say? Try not to.
He's eating.
Yeah, go on.
Is he trying to?
Okay, well, next on our list is Pauline Bryant. Okay, next, Tom Costanzi.
There you go. Congratulations to Richard and Rob in becoming the new town commissioners. I'm pretty sure that you're going to do a very nice job. It's good to have, you know, new people coming in every year there for their ideas. Renee, I think I like the new format that you're going to do, so we don't have those 3-hour long meetings and stress everybody out on there. And I would hope they would get some information out to people with a little bit more note, kind of like I think what Richard said. So some of the information is known before you start talking about it. So, but I think everybody's doing a good job on there, and I look forward to seeing more of these.
Thank you.
And Robin Rowe.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. I don't have any questions. I just want to congratulate Richard and Rob on their appointment as commissioners.
Thank you.
Pauline, if you want to come back on to unmute.
If she can't, is she on here?
We can hear you, Pauline. Can you speak?
If not, I know she wanted to say thank you to you for going down.
Oh.
She was very, very proud of you for doing that and thankful that you did it. I know she was
I went down to Annapolis and testified. Carl did make it. He wasn't sure because he was in court. It was different. We don't know anything, and we won't know anything until, and it'll come back either no, it'll come back please amend, it'll come back approved. So that's where we are.
One of those three options.
Yeah. The golf cart ordinance. Oh. Yeah, we won't know anything for a while.
They said it could be up to 10 days. Yeah. So
not like it, they give you the answer right away.
But I did hear some good things is the fact that the ones that were on the transportation committee that were very opposed to golf carts are no longer on the committee.
Okay.
They went somewhere else. Yeah. I don't know.
They were no longer opposed to anything.
Oh, they were not. They're not elected officials anymore is what I hear. Representative Jacobs, who is on that board, he did come over and talk to me saying that there's a lot on the committee that wants to make this a statewide waterfront, water-oriented community golf cart ordinances through the state. Right. So it might not be that we will get ours totally passed. It might be tabled because that there's a lot of things going on. So it's not like
that is the big thing.
It's not like. So I don't know. Can't answer anything.
I did put a phone call in. I couldn't go down. So that's the only reason why I knew that the other guys weren't there anymore. And I was like, yes. And Suzanne was like, well, that's good. But it's also not great news because they were telling me about a new one they were trying to come up with for the statewide.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it. But
that could push ours back.
Yeah. They told me that after I testified, and of course, I rehearsed before I went down, and right before I got ready to go up, Representative Jacobs came up and he goes, I need you to say that, 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 that. Okay, ready to go. So, and you have 2 minutes to talk and all that. So it was
2 minutes of your life.
Yes, it was. Yes. I'm trying to remember when everything was said. And a lot of it was in what I rehearsed, but I wanted to put that up at the top. And they did tell me I was either going to get no questions, a soft lob, or hit hard. The ones that were in front of me, they got hit hard. I mean, they got questioned. They got hammered. I got no questions. Okay. So,
but then you hit all the marks.
I hit all the ones that they said. So,
good job then.
Okay. Thank you. With that, is there any alibis from the rest of the board?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Goodbye. Thank you, everybody.